ויאמר השם אל מוישה, בואי אל פרוי, כמי הכבדתי אס ליבוי ואס לבבודוב למען שיסיסי או אססי אלה בקירבו. You mentioned last week, the בלטורים, בואי בגימטריו שולוש, רומז לוי על עוד שולוש מקס. Remember every time. Vayiro is 7, boy is 3 makas, because boy is gematria 3. Uleman tesaper, boz de bincho, ben bincho es asher isalalti b'mitzrayim v'isesay asher samti bo. So the shayla is, boy el paroi, ken ichbati es liboy. Why? Leman shisisi v'isesay eile bekir boy. Uleman tesaper, boz ne bincho, ben bincho es asher isalalti b'mitzrayim. So the Pasuk says, I'm going to do Makas Arbe, all the other Makas. Leman tesaper bozne bincho ben bincho es asher isalalti b'mitzray. So the shaila is, why exactly before Makas Arbe is a akdome leman tesaper bozne bincho ben bincho es asher isalalti b'mitzray? What is so special in Makas Arbe that gets this akdome למען תספר באוזני בינכו ובין בינכו את אשר הסללתי במצרים? All of the makas have למען תספר. What you told me, maybe it's the next 3 makas, so I don't think so. But the medrash is מפורש הזה. The medrash says, בוא לרמז לוי על מקס ארבה. It says in Yoel, when the pasuk repeats the story that we had, ארבה, לבניכם ספרו. So the Medrash, so Leman Tesaper means Arbe. And Yoel was also a big Arbe. So later Rishani Masakashi, Kamo Yoloiye, and Yoel also was an Arbe, Shtet Shlehoye Kamo Yisoy. So the Medrash says, so Romaz Leal Makas Arbe. So the Shaila is, why Makas Arbe is Leman Tesaper Boz Nebincho Ben Bincho? So the Rambah, the Rebbe Soloveitchik would say Alemol that the Pshat is Alpi the Ramban. The Ramban brings down later in Pasuk Yud and the Pasuk Yud Dalet Vayal Arbe al kol eretz Mitzrayim Vayonach b'chol gvul Mitzrayim Kovet Moid. So Rashi has the kasha, "Va'oiso shehoyo b'imei yoyel, shenemar kamoyu lo iniyo min ha'oilo." Lomadnu shehoyo kovet mishel Moshe. So how the pasuk says, "Kamoyu lo iye," b'yoyel shteit asher lo hoyo kamoyu me'oilo. So Rashi says, "Oiso shel yoyel hoyo al yedei minim harbe, shemei arbe yorek chosil ve'gozon, shel Moshe lo hoyo rak miminecho." Kamoyu lo yeh, Rashi's mahalach. The Ramban brings down a ander pshat. He has his kasha on it. From the posuk in Tehillim, maybe we'll touch on this posuk. Everyone knows, especially if you have minhag agro, the two pshukim that we say Pesach that have all the makas. The Tehillim, for sure, has different orders in the makas there, and all different remozim and esophis for the makas in these two pshukim of the Tehillim. But it says there in Perek Ayin Ches, Vayiten lachosil yevulom v'yegiyom la'arbe. How Rashi says that b'mei Moshe was only minechot, but b'yoye lo yoye kamoyu is minim arbe. V'moshe is minechot, and Tehillim says, Vayiten lachosil yevulom v'la'arbe yegiyom. So he has a hoshlik l'teira. Maybe Rashi means like this. By Moshe was so much arbe. By Yoel was 5 meaning. Lama Zogin, every mean was 1 million. By Moshe was arbe 4 million and 1 million for all the little ones. So kamoyu lo yirbe is so much arbe. But Yoel had a lot of meaning. More from altogether. Lama Shadayim, Yoel had Lama Zogin 10 million. 2 million from each. Moshe had 4 million arbe, 1 million yerek, ואין דברים בתהילים, זוקת. רמב"ן אז נשמע עסקים מדי. זוקת רב שפר רבינו חננאל. זוקת רבינו חננאל. that the pshat is kamoyu lo yeh be'aretz Mitzrayim. Bayoel was in Eretz Yisrael. V'kosav Rabbeinu Chanan lepirush ha'teira sheloi. Mi'eis atiras Moshe Rabbeinu ve'ad achshov ein arbe masvid b'chol Mitzrayim. Arbe doesn't come to Mitzrayim. ואם איפול בארץ ישראל ויובי ויקונס בגבול מצרים, אין איכל מכל היבול האורץ כלום עד עכשיו. ואומרים כי זה ידוע לכל. I remember 10 years ago, ארבע came to ארץ ישראל, and it was mamish in the way to Egypt, and mamish, I remember everyone was talking about it, we had got connected to see what will happen, and it came to גבול מצרים, and it turned back and it didn't go in. Maybe 15 years ago, and the same thing he brings down right from the Tzfardea. You know, Shitas HaRamban, the Tzfardea is the crocodiles, not frogs. Some people in the Cheder think that Tzfardea was frogs, but we know that Pashtas were crocodiles. Yeah, I think frogs probably would be, were mine. So the Ramban says, the Tzfardea also says, Rak b'yorna tisha'arno, only in the Yor, in the Nihilus they will stay. And you know today that Al Matzchach, it's crocodiles, everyone knows the biggest crocodile in the world is in the Nihilus, yeah? אבל בארבע הקסיב לנשאר ארבע הלכות בכל גבול מצרים ועל זה נאמר שיחו בכל נפלא יסוף. אז יש לי את הרמב״ם זאת רבר סולובייצ'יק למען תספר באוזני בינכו ובן בינכו אשר יסללתי במצרים. What is the thing that you could show your kid? למען תספר באוזני בינכו ובן בינכו אשר יסללתי במצרים. ארבע ארבע you see I remembered when this happened. I'm Ben Bincho, Yaitzim Mitzrayim. I'm a Kohen, so I know I'm Mishkan Ger. Yeah. So I'm Ben Bincho from Mitzrayim. And my parents told me, you see, here the Ramban was this guy. My father showed me, here the Ramban is this guy. I said, like a Bel Salavich. I saw in Derech Sicho, they printed like Sichas Chulim from Talmid Chachomim from Chaim Kanievsky. So they bring down that he said, but Derech Sicho he said it, I think, that Shalom Ad Saper goes on the Arbe, because he says also when the Arbe came, what everyone says, you know, Mamash like the Arbe in Mitzrayim. So it's the only market that when it comes, people say, imagine when a frog comes, you don't say, oh, frog like Mitzrayim, right? But when you see Arbe, you say, this Mamash, the Arbe from Mitzrayim. So really, this is the Man to Saper. The comic in the poster goes weiter. Vayobi Moshe Va'al Nil Paroi. Will be Arbe. Moshe Paroi sends them away. Aterem Tevtak of the Mitzrayim. Vayusha Ves Moshe Ves Aaron El Paroi. Vayim Alechu Yivdu Es Hashem Elokeichem. Mi Vemi Ha'oilchim. Vayim Er Binoreinu Beskeneinu Lech Bebaneinu Bebneseinu Betzoreinu. What is the argument? Paroi says Mi Vemi Ha'oilchim. They tell him Binoreinu Beskeneinu Neilech. What is the Masu Umad? So the Balaturim has a beautiful vote. He says, Paroi told them, Mi ve mi oilchim. We see in Posecute, Vayomer him, Yehi ken Hashem mochem kasher ha-shelach esrem, Re'u ki ro'o neged penichem. So the Rashi, Medrash ha-gode, Koicho ve'echod yesh, I see that he's going up and he's going to kill you. I see that he's going to be bitter. No point to go. So, he says, this what Paroi was meramis them at the beginning. Mi ve mi oilchim. Only Yeshua and Kolev are going to go inside. So the Balaturim, Mi ve Mi Oilchim, Gematria Yeshua and Kolev. Amar Paroi le Moshe, Mat mevakshim, Chedesurim leikones vaoretz, Kulim yomusu vamil bo, Chutz mi Yeshua and Kolev. Mi ve Mi Oilchim, Begematria Kolev vbenun. Veheishiv le Moshe, Binoreinu biskeneinu neilech. The Gzeir is only with 20 shana v'malo, Ad gil 60. So Noreinu biskeneinu will go inside. Vos dreise the cup? אז זה לא כבר לטור עם שעת. מי ומי הולכים? פער הייתה דן מוישה דן מחר פה ניסד. עשה פער מפיץ עם סם. יהי כן השם ממוכם, ראו כי ראו נגד פניכם. מוישה ready, answer that. אין הוויכוח מי ומי הולכים. First they spoke ברמיזה. פער הייתה דן listen, ויאמר השם אל מוישה, נטי יותך על ארץ מצרים בו הרבה. נטי יותך על ארץ מצרים בו הרבה. What is בו הרבה? נתה יודך על ארץ מצרים בו הרבה. היו להם פשט פסח. נתה יודך בארץ מצרים בו הרבה. רש"י שטרזנט וישבר הפשט. בשביל הרבה. נתה יודך על ארץ מצרים בו הרבה. בשביל הרבה. דור החיים הקודש בין פשט. מה יסביר זריך ויהב אמן עזרה. That he took one arbe, he tied it to the stick. And he hit. Netei yodcho, b'mitzrayim, bo arbe, with arbe. In ami, he hit and he said, arbe, arbe. And this is the Rechaim HaKodesh. We have an Eben Ezra. Omar Reb Moshe Ata HaKoyen. Kitam be'arbe, she'arbe son b'mateyu. And Eben Ezra, ve'ein zanoche. Aber Reb Moshe Adarsh? זה מה שהכהן מה שהדר של ענת מה שהדר של רשי מגזימה למור אבל זה גבל ראשון אם אני לא מפשט נתה יודכו בו ארבע that was tied up to the stick a piece of ארבע and with that stick he was hitting ואימאי פור ליקר למוישה ולארם ואימא חטוסי להשם אלוקיכם ולוכם סונו חטוסי החפם ועתירו להשם אלוקיכם ויוסר מעולי רק אסמובס הזה סידו בוסקרוב זה פשט סמות נזח in all of the makas Pauri calls Moshe sorry 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 I will let the people go then he doesn't let them to go here he says חטוסי להשם אלוקיכם ולוכם סונו חטוסי. He doesn't say that he will let them to go. Avad, if he's made it at Chotosi, he will let them to go. But why the Pasuk doesn't say that he will let them to go? As I find the Brisker. So, but before we'll answer it, I want to see the Pasuk. V'yemayah paro liko l'moishu v'l'aro v'yemer Chotosi l'Hashem elokeichem v'lochem v'ato סונו חטוסי החפם והעתירו להשם אלוקיכם ויוסר מעולי רק אסמובס הזה. אז כן, ויקרו מוישה פארי לקרוא למוישה ולאהרן ויאמר חטוסי להשם אלוקיכם ולוכם ואתו סונו חטוסי החפם והעתירו להשם אלוקיכם. הוא איז והעתירו? הוא איז והעתירו? What? מוישה? So why is והעתירו? What? Daniel, what? Ve'atiru, maybe Moshe ve'Aaron? So it's a gewaldige Sach. I heard once a meise from my elder Zayde, Rabbi Avrom Yafin Zatzal. He met once the Satmar Rebbe. He told the Satmar Rebbe, I have to tell you that the Balei Musar are so choshev of people. It was the 80 from the Alter Minovardo. He says, one of the Bzun Misalant, someone sent him a letter that someone is sick. So he told the Gabbe, write him a letter that we'll daven for, that I'm davening for him. And Baruch Hashem, I got the letter and I'm davening. You write the letter and I will sign it. So the Gabbe write the letter, we receive the letter, I receive your letter. And we're davening for you, and Baruch Hashem, you will have a refuah shleima. So Bzunu said, I can't sign. He says, why not? He said, shekel. So the Rebbe, you told me that you're davening, I prepared the letter. You told me, we got the letter, I got the letter. Tell him that I'm davening and I will sign. It says, I got your letter and we're davening for you in Be'ez Hashem, the kid will be okay. What shekel? We are davening, who is we? It's only one person. And I'm davening for you. So Dodom Rebbe, that's not nice to write when I'm davening for you. It's more becoming, you write, and we are davening for you. He says, shekel? Have shekel to shrive? So he told us at my Rebbe, you see, the Balei Musar, they don't mind to look selfish. Have you to make a shekel? So the Satmar Rebbe said, no! If someone is davening on a person and he says, we are davening, the Ramban holds the shekel gomu. Aval, you're not allowed to sign. So the Ramban holds the shekel gomu. Rom Yafin says, all of his life he was wondering, where is the Ramban? Till he found the Ramban in our pasuk. Zog the Ramban ve'atiru. Zog the Ramban le'moyshe hoyo imerken. Elo, שאין זה דרך כובד לא ימר תעתיר יסי בלושן רבי אבל מוישה Omar, uketzeisi menoir, what Moshe answered him? Uketz, not in this posuk. Omar, uketzeisi menoir, efo is kapai. He spoiled on I lemocho. Velo yoimar beloshin rabim, shelo lohitzi sheker mitiv. Moshe didn't say, we will daven for you, I will daven for you. Paroi said, manners, please daven for us. Atiru, beloshin rabim. Aval Moshe lo yoitzi asheker, no, we're beloshin Ramban. דרך כובד למוישה, כי הוא אלוהיקים לפארוי. והתירו להשם אלוקיכם לשניהם, כי חל אמר פארוי בכל פעם. כי יודע פארוי כי מוישה הוא המעשיר. כי חל אמר לו, למוסי אתיר לכו. והתרתי אל השם. כי לא ידע בו מוישה בזה לושן רבים, שלא יויצי שקר מפיו. זה נראה סב מראה בתורדם. רדלס, מפרוש רמבן, זה שקר. בלמוסה? בלמוסה? הרמבן זה שקר גומו. אז הוא מנסד מהרבא, כאילו אחריה. אבל בסקרוב סייז, למה יישא? ספר יישא, חוטוסי להשם אלוקיכם ולוחם. סונו חטוסי. רמבן זה מדייקה, that he doesn't say, סאונו חטוסי. סונו חטוסי. He knows that Moshe is the one. שזה יישא, זה עתיר בלושן כובד, בלושן רבים. רק מוישה, הוא אומר, והתארתי, היינו, מוישה doesn't, בעצם, כאילו, מוישה walks with Aaron the whole time like the partner for the business. And בעצם, this is what the Ramban is bothered. And when it comes to Maisa, Moshe says, I will take care of it. You're coming with Aaron the whole time, and Paul is talking to you, כאילו, you and Aaron are the partners, we're working together, and Moshe speaks, and I'll go out, I will take care of it. This is the Ramban answers, but Moshe doesn't lie. You don't say we. We don't say we. It's I. Moshe can't say, check on my people. But here, Paul is not saying, I will send the people out. He just says, Chotosi la'ashem. So the Biskirov was masbir that is two kind of chatoim. A person does a chet, he gets a punishment. Later in life, when he doesn't do tshuva, he gets a punishment when he didn't do tshuva. Till his misvade Chotosi la'ashem. Makas Arbe was a make be'iker to show that Hashem is right and power is wrong. It was not a real make to hurt power. What is the raya? It says, Ve'achito ve'akusem es afei lo yisem, last parsha, Hashem gave borod when they're soft, that they will not be destroyed in borod, that will be for the Arbe what to eat. So Hashem really left food for the Arbe to make a Makas Arbe. So Makas Arba B'Yesoyna was really to show Yad Hashem. Some people have said, this is what we said at the beginning of the Chumash here today. L'man Tesaper B'Ozdei Bilcho Asher Yisalalti B'Mitzrayim. This Makkah was, the whole purpose of this Makkah was really to show Yad Hashem. So we'll explain it a little bit more. But this was the whole purpose of the Makkah, to show Yad Hashem. While the whole purpose of the Makkah was to show Yad Hashem, so this is what Paroi said, Chotosi La'Hashem and Misvade, and this Makkah that it came for that. Then the pasuk is mamshich. So what happened? Vayetzem im paroi vayesar el Hashem. See again, beloshin yochid. Then vayasiru el Hashem. Vayavur Hashem ruach yom chozok meoid vayisro es arbe. Lo nishar arbe echo bechol gvul Mitzrayim. So the world fragt the kasha, why you have to have ruach yom chozok meoid? Look, the ruach that the arbe comes, look in perik yud pasuk yud gimel. Vayet Moishes Eretz Mitzrayim, Vashem Nieg, Ruach Kodim, Kol Ayoyim Vekol Alaylo. Haboyker Hoyo, Ruach HaKodim, Noso Es HaArbe. When the Arbe finishes, Ruach Chozok Meoid. Why when it came, was enough Ruach Kadim? And when it left, you had to have Ruach Chozok Meoid. Why you have to have Meoid? Why you have to have a Meoid? What? Zod Gevalt, Agival Vigevalt. When they came, they were alive. Chai Noi says Atzmui. When they're dead, Rashi says that even the ones that the Mitzrim piled and were salted were also flew away. So there was no Chai Noi says Atzmui. The Ruach had to be a double strong wind to carry away the Arbe. Then the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe l'tirdcha l'shmayim v'yichoshach al eretz Mitzrayim v'yomesh choshach. So it's bavust the chkira from the Goyen in the beginning of Bereishis, if choshech is a bria, a choshech is a eder. When it's dark, is a bria that is called choshech, or just as no light, is choshech. Here in Mitzrayim was yomish choshech. Pashas, it's a raya that the dark is a metzias. If it comes with a lot of layers, you could feel it. Normally by night we can't feel it, but if it's more from it, now there was a new bria that is called choshech. Pashas, there's no new musig of a bria. The Goyen speaks about it. The Goyen brings a raya that choshech is a bria bifnei atzmo. He says, korev yoim, asher hu lo yoim. Lo yoim velo ilayla. Rom hoida, ki lecho yoim, af lecho layla. Ki lo yoim, yeah? That's what we say. So, korev yoim, asher hu lo yoim, lo yoim velo ilayla. Rom hoida, ki lecho yoim, af lecho layla. It's like the Goyen Pshat Azei. Korev yoim, asher hu lo yoim, but it's also not layla. What color? It's orange. Pesach nish, what happens? But there's no light and the dark doesn't come in. What happens then? Something interesting happens. But when that will happen, we will chap that Hashem not only created the day, Hashem also created the night, right? So korev yoim asher hu lo yoim velo ilaylo, then rom hoida ki lecho yoim af lecho laylo. That you created also day and also night. It's good to know this is avod al makas choyshech. We say a little seder when most of them are falling asleep, yeah? It's in the last. Rom hoida ki lecho yoim af lecho laylo. Now, Rashi brings down the kasha, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Choshech on Mitzrayim? Rashi says, ולמה הביא חושך עליהם שבישראל בו יישא הדוי רשויים לא יראו יצים לסס ומייסו לשלושה יומים שלאירו מצרים ומפלתם ואוהד שחיפשו ישראל ואורס כליהם כשיוצו יושל עם ממקרי כסף וכלי זוב. So the first asaka is why Rashi only asked it in Makas Choshech. Why Rashi didn't ask it in all of the Makas? So Chaim Kanievsky brings down, but that's in the Medrash asks it in all of the 10 Makas. But Chaim Kanievsky says, but the first kasha is weiter kasha. But why Rashi brings it only in Makas Choshech? Why Chazal only asked it in Makas Choshech? The answer is Chazal didn't ask it only in Makas Choshech. Chazal asked it in all of the Makas. But the shayla is why Rashi decided to ask it here. So he says different terutzim that choshech was not a makkah be'etzim. All the makkahs be'etzim was a makkah. They got punished. You're right that they could not move, but no one got punished. So Chaim Kanievsky is marich, but. One more on Makas Choshech. It says in Tehillim, what we say in Pesach, in Ches, Shola Choshech v'yachshoich v'lo imoru es dvor. Shola Choshech v'yachshoich v'lo imoru es dvor. Who? Shola Choshech v'yachshoich. Hashem sent the dark and it became dark. Veloy moru es dvorov. Tehillim ein ches. Kuvalef. Who is veloy moru es dvorov? So the Malbim says, it goes, and the gzeire of yoyim velaylo lo yishboisu. It was a gzeire that yoyim velaylo lo yishboisu from the Mabu. And it's loy moru es dvorov. Why is loy moru es dvorov? So he says that because it was light with Bnei Yisrael, it's not called him was Dvorov. The day and night was carrying on. Even in that places, for the Yidden was light. So it was not really that they changed day and night. Chasim Sefer says it goes on Klal Yisrael. And this is, you know, we have the brothers, Nebach, the Tziyonim, Le'aleinu, Kishbochu, Bez Hashem, Ma'ir them to Durachmin, says, when we go close to the Geula, I'm a katzer in it, we'll leave it to the Kanoim to be Marich. But close to the Geula, Hashem does a very interesting move. He brings Makas Choshech. If you remember, if we call it, you know, they have today the clock, the world clock, yeah? Call it 2 minutes to 12 in there. And 2 minutes to 12, Makas Choshech, yeah, before Makas Becharis, it becomes dark. No Mitzri could move. The easiest thing is you take a knife and you just cut all of the heads off and you just leave Mitzrayim. It's the easiest thing to do. Or you don't believe in Makas Choshech. But when you read the parasha, something doesn't make sense, the whole system here. All of the Mitzrim, if you believe in Chazal, yeah, they stand like stones. Just take a knife, just take chop off the heads, very neat, but not nearly in the side. You stop, even the blood will not move, because by the Mitzrim, you know, everything is tough, right? So the blood will not even spritz out the head. It can't move. Just chop all the heads and leave Mitzrayim. I'm asking you a serious question. When I was a kid, every year I would ask my father this question. I said, don't take them in the shaitim. No, they walk around, they open the closets. This they tell us in the cheder, right? So just chop their heads and leave. What is the problem? What is the problem? The Teretz says, we don't do it before Hashem tells us to do it. Veloimoru es dvorov zog dechasim sefer goes on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael didn't do on their own. I'm not speaking about self-protecting. I'm speaking about Reishis Geula saying, yeah? When it becomes a second before the Geula, Hashem brings a Choshech and He gives the Yidden the opportunity that they think that they could control it. They could attack the bombs. They could do it. Hashem gives them the opportunity. Again, self-protecting is a Chiyuv and Nishmaltem. Not speaking now if what is done has to be done or not. It's a little bit of soil. We are speaking Hashkofe. Hashkofe is Veloimoru es Dvore. Second before the Geula will be, the Klal Yisrael will feel that they can do it on their own. They don't need Hashem. And look what happened. A second later they run. The Mitzrayim are chasing them. They tell Moshe, why you told us to do it? Chaval on this whole story. Charota, we left. So a minute after it was very complicated to do. They were killed, they were gone with the horses. Everything was Mesudah. Everything was there. Shem didn't say to do it. We don't do it. We don't do it. First medrash, Vahi b'shalach paroi, lo yotzu elo birshus. Lo yotzu elo birshus. That's a shtetim medrash. That's about the Chasam Sefer. We are doing it, stop. So he brings down this, the Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel says that Yosef was mashbiah them in the end. That shelo yitchiku es haketz. It was a shvua shelo yitchiku es haketz. So Yosef told him that he can't leave without permission. Now, there's another thing. That, and we'll start with that and then we'll go back. Vayomer Hashem Moshe koyomer Hashem kechatzois alaylo ani yoitze betoich Mitzrayim umeis kol bechoyr. Zogt Rashi, kachatzois. Rabbeinu kachatzois. Omar Moshe kachatzois, the mashma somuch loy oilufono voleacho, veloyoma bachatzois, shemo yitu atstagninei paroi veyemru Moshe badayu, kudishboruchu yodea itzoiso verigoiso veomar bachatzois. Hashem said it will happen bachatzois. Moshe said kachatzois. It's finding more brachas, why? Shemo yitu atstagninei paroi veyemru Moshe badayu. So Hashem said, "Bachatzois." What is the pshat? What is the pshat? So there's two ways to explain it, and two of them are big yisoides that I want to speak out. What is the question? The question is, Atztagnine Paro will have a mistake. They think Chatzois is 11:31. Chatzois is 11:30. And they think Chatzos is 11:29. Chatzos is 11:30. Moshe Badai. What Moshe Badai? The whole Mitzrayim, everyone is dead. Moshe Badai, Shalom Aleichem, Moshe Badai. Moshe was right. Moshe Badai, everyone died. It's not me, I had a mistake in a minute. What? But everyone will die. What is it? Sheyemru Moshe Badai? What are we so nervous about? Sheyemru Moshe Badai? Says two ways. Could be two kind of mistakes. Could be one mistake, they will think that Chatzos is 11:31, Lamezah. 11:30, all the Pchorim die. The Yalta Moshe, Moshe Badai. Moshe Badai. Everyone died. Well, they said the cops, someone will listen to them. The answer is, I say, what is going on in this whole parshiyus? Moshe is doing witches one after the other. Paroi is arguing with them. He doesn't let the people go. What is the argument? The aside of the argument is, everyone knows that Moshe is full with koiches. Full. He's doing moifsim all over the place. They claim Moshe is a witch. Black witch. He's not Eved Hashem. Kshofim atabo la'achnis le'mitzrayim. You do, we do. You do, we do. Moshe says, no, I'm a shliach of Hashem. He's Boira Olam, you have to listen. They tell him, no, witch. What is the argument? Witch or Eved Hashem? A witch could do a magic, but it doesn't have to be exactly. It could be almost. You know, you tie the thing, you say the abracadabra, and it comes out. So it's a word from Chazal. Abracadabra. It will be born when I will speak. Abracadabra. Put on the midrash. Ebro kedabro. Dabro is talking. Ebro is to create. Americans took it, but it's a loshen kishuf. Abro kedabro. Ebro kedabro. They thought that this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing. What is the difference? If it happens almost, it's a kishuf. If it happens exactly, it's mashem. If Moshe says Chatzos, it happens a minute before, because they think Chatzos is 11:31. Moshe is Nishnavi Hashem. He has with the Malochim, he has with the Srofim, he mixes it around, he manages. One of the rais we have for it is in Makas Tzfardea, Paroi can't handle it. He tells Moshe, just take it away. Moshe says, when you want. Paroi says, you see, I'm making a line. When the sun comes here tomorrow. Power, this Meshuga, you call Moshe, I can't. When? In 24 hours, take it away. I say, Miyab! Ispoil Olai Lemosai. Tell me what you want. So Rashi, Power said, you know what? He made a line. When the sun touches you, I want to see you could take it away. It will take 24 hours again. Yeah, when the sun will be in the same place. The Teretz is, he said, yeah, Moshe is a witch. He will dive and he will push. I want to see if he could do it exactly in this moment. I want to see that Moshe is the Navi Hashem. I say Pshat Alamol in the next week's Parsha. Banas everyone for years. We know we have the man, Parsha's Beshalach. Moshe says in Shabbos will be no man. Dasan Vaaviron decide they will teach him a lesson. They take some bags and in the morning they get up and they put man over the machne. Baruch Hashem, the birds come, they help us. Till today we're grateful for the birds. We give them Pasha Shira, we give them some challah, bread. I'm asking you a shayla. Every morning, snowed around the machne, 2 feet high man. Talmi lemala, talmi lemata. How much man these two people managed to hide that they were planning to spread out Shabbos morning? Even if they have warehouses the biggest in the world, they can't put this man in. They don't have the same amount. Even if they collect all of the man, some people took Friday, yeah? If they put piles, everyone saw the piles, where they hide it in the pockets, yeah? So what they did in the morning, they went and they dribbled a couple pieces of man. For sure, not more. No, and they woke up in the morning, they were trying to tell Moshe, you see? Next, the birds came, Shakeach, Mamek, Baruch Hashem, was nothing left, not even a crumb. They will tell Moshe, you said none, not snowing in Shabbos. It's snow. Doesn't make a difference, even if it's glad. Doesn't make a difference what it is. Even one crumb, Moshe can add a Navi. You lock the doors for Shabbos, one piece managed to sneak in. Mishkan Navi Hashem. Hashem says it's exactly. Shemo Yitu at Stagnine Pauli, Makis Bechoyrois was the spitz to prove that Hashem who Elohim. If in that spitz, if the Akore is a slip of a minute, we lost the whole purpose. This is one mahalach to understand Pshat. Shemo Yitu at Stagnine Pauli. Mahalach Aleph. Mahalach Beis. And Rashi and Broch is Mashmanot. That the mistake will not only be this mistake, it will be a different mistake. They will think that Chatzos is 11:29. And the Makkah will only happen 11:30. So what will happen? From 11:29 till 11:30, they will yell, hey, Moshe Bada, Moshe Bada. Right? And a minute later, everything will crash in their face. They will realize that it's a mistake, everyone will die, no one will be busy with that news that it didn't happen, everyone called Mitzrayim, Mikabu, Mesayim, it's nothing what to worry about. But that minute of Yechil Hashem, for a minute of Yechil Hashem, it's also very important. You tell me, Mechateisen. Two mices are a Baruch Bel. Baruch Bel was sitting once in a drosha. People saw that he's starting to get like nervous, shaking from side to side, side to side. Then he got up, he put down his hat on the bench, and he went out. After 5 minutes, he came back. After the drosha, they asked Baruch Bel what happened. He said, in the middle of the drosha, I needed a Asher Yatza. But I know if I leave in the middle, the Rav will be embarrassed that I'm leaving his drosha. You're right. In 5 minutes, I'll come back, so everyone will realize that I didn't leave. But for that 5 minutes to embarrass the Rav, so what I did, I left my hat. Everyone knows the Baruch Bel doesn't go to sleep without a hat. The Yeshua Baruch doesn't go without a hat, so Baruch Bel will go without a hat. So Bemele, everyone knows that I'm not leaving. So I found a way to leave that the Rav will know that I'm not going away. Because Baruch Bel didn't want someone for 5 minutes to feel bad. So Chilul Hashem for a minute is also Chilul Hashem. So not the Maaser of Baruch Bel, you know, when he gave Smicha, so after the Faher, you had to stay for a month in Kamenitz, and he will test you on the Shulchan Aruch HaChamishi. The Anogas, this was a Yingamad that came to get a smicha. His name was Pinchas Scheinberg. And years later, he became Roshiv in Tera Oil. And he passed the Faher very nicely. And he said, oh, Baruch Bel, I can get a smicha. He said, you have to stay for a month. I have to test you. He said, listen, I didn't tell my wife that I'm going for a month to Kamenitz. Let me to go back home. I'll tell her, I'll come back. I'll stay for a month. So Baruch Bel told him to wait. He called his son. He says, check on him. I think he looks like he'll be a lot chashviyid. I think he was right. And he called him in, take a smicha. Told him, Tate, we never give a smicha without checking the guy for a month. What happened now? He said, I see the chashviyid amit chochem. If he will come home, his wife will open the door. No, Baruch Bel, you got a smicha? He will say, no. He said, no, no, soon I'm getting. But for the first minute, her husband's chashviyid will go down. A minute of a covenant of a Talmid Chacham is also important. My brother showed me that it's a Mefur Sheran in Nedarim. The Gemara says, if a person says, Kulchem Asurim Chutz Mi Abba, I'm making a neder on all of you in this room, Chutz my father. So the Gemara says, Tfois Loshen Rishon, so the father is also, but Tfois Loshen Achrim, the father is not also. Following the Ran, what's Loshen Rishon Loshen Achrim? He said, I'm answering everyone, Chutz Mta, Chutz my father. When he said Kulchem, he meant his father. Later he changed his mind. How we know? Because if he didn't want to meet his father, he will say Chutz me'abo Kulchem. Shelo yizbaze abo afilu l'rega echot. Ze shteit in the Ram. So shteit in the Ram that the person doesn't say Kulchem Chutz me'abo. Chutz me'abo Kulchem. Shelo yizbaze abo l'rega echot. So mele shema yitu at stagnine paroi v'yemru Moshe ba'dayu. So mele Moshe didn't want it even for a second to be Chilul Hashem that the Makkah didn't happen miyad like it has to happen. It says in Perek Yud Beis, Persecutes. It's the vote that I want to say over. Over the years I didn't manage to say it over. I heard it from an Alta Yid from England. I don't remember his name. I know his last name was Rav Emanuel. It was Alta Yid Ayeke. I heard it when he was by a bris of his Einikol once in Eretz Yisrael. I want to want to say it over. It's a son, learns in Yeshiva, holding a man, Rabbi Leo Emanuel. It says, Shiva siyomim sa'ir lo imotze bebotechen, ki kol oichel machmetzes v'nichreso ha'nefesh ha'hi me'adas Yisrael. Rashi says, Rashi brings down the pasuk to Zion. V'nichrasa ha'nefesh ahi mi'Yisrael. Shomea nitikores mi'Yisrael v'teilech lo le'am acher. Talmud lemar b'mokim acher mi'lefonai. V'chol mokim shu'u reshusi. I would think kores means kores mi'Yisrael. Talmud lemar mi'lefonai b'chol mokim shu'u reshusi. Rashi repeats it in Tumas Mikdash Vekadosho, Vehiko. Kolisha Sharikra Vetumas Yolo Venichaso. So Rashi Yochel Mitzad Echol Letzad Sheini, Talmud Loimar, Ani Hashem, Michol Mokim Shu. It's interesting, we have chorus in the Torah, Lamedvov Krisis. Sarta Krisis, Lamedvov Krisis. And two of them Rashi says, Yochel Mi'Yisrael, Yochel Mitzad Ze Letzad Ze. Why only in these two Rashi is busy? Maybe chorus only means to leave Klal Yisrael, to leave the neighbor. Talmud Leimar, no, Ani Hashem, all over. So he said a beautiful vault. He said in all the places in the Torah that it says chorus, the trop, the timing, is Tvir or Tipcho. Tvir means broken, or Tipcho is Miloshen Tfochaim Nosati Yomecho. It means your life will be cut. And these two places, look by us, prosecutors, v'nichreso, gershayim. And v'yikro to mas migdosh per yudes, gershayim. I would think that golus helps. As then Rashi brings a drosha that golus doesn't help. Shane about. So he carried on and he said, there was a yid that ate chometz b'shoigek. He went to Reb Meir Simcha, the Baal HaOr Sameach, and he told him, I ate chometz b'shoigeg, give me a kapore. So he told him, go to the Be'ezer Rebbe, and ask the Be'ezer Rebbe for a kapore, and come back to tell him what the Be'ezer Rebbe told you. Speaking of the Alter Be'ezer Rebbe. So the Be'ezer Rebbe told him to go to Golus. So the HaOr Sameach told him, there's a new pshat, Shaitin Pasuk, Golso Yehuda me'oini, but they're not makbid of lechem oini. Then El Samech told him. It's Romans in the Pasuk, Golso Yehuda Ma'oini. So this is, El Samech also was masking. So Be'etzim Take, Bechometz B'Shoigeg is Take a Musig of Golos. Da'ainu, and Chometz is a Bezundere Gershayim. So about it, I would think even B'meizid. So the Drosha Take B'meizid, not to do it. B'meizid Take not to do it. Only B'Shoigeg. But as a Musig, Gershayim. I thought maybe by the Ramez, at least on Chometz, that could be that the ganze inner from Chometz is the Yotzonu in Mitzrayim, it's the Geula. It's going out from Golus. So when you're Nichshol in Chometz, the Kapor is walking back into Golus, to be Goyle from your place. So maybe on the Ramez. Another vote. Maybe two volumes at least we'll say. One, if it's a nice one, then we'll say a real one, maybe. If it's a nice one. There's a minig in Klal Yisrael, and I know that minig in Klal Yisrael is Kodesh. Especially if you see that it's all over the world, everyone has such a minig. Mistomets Beharei Kodesh. The minig in Leila Seder, the kids sing power in pyjamas in the middle of the night. And I'll tell you, I was in all different countries in my life. And in every country, in Hebrew they say it in Hebrew, in Spanish they say it in Spanish, in French they say it in French. So, vice versa, it's a minig b'harei kodesh. So first, we have to know, first, how they know that power was running around with pajamas, yeah? Who made up that story, that power? Tell us, it's a Rashi in our parsha. Yeah, first, it's the Rashi. ויקום פרעה פרק י"ב פסוק ל', ויקום פרעה לילה, זאת רש"י, ויקום פרעה ממיתו שרי. זה פסוק, ויקום פרעה לילה. He got up from his bed. והיינו, was a hacker that he got up from his bed. If he had pajamas, or if it looked at his face. So the kids, in their understanding, they call it parent pajamas. It's not the point. Yeah, we don't laugh. Person pajamas. Was nicker that he went out of his bed. The kids sing it, and they're nicking in their mahalach parent pajamas. Pajamas, what is the big deal? The parent's pajamas. I mean, every person has pajamas, yeah? Pshat is as it. Posek is coming to say that Pari got up in the middle of the night. So I think it's too mahalachim, maybe, to understand it. One mahalach is, Pari timed it the whole time, that he's the Getchke. Li Oir v'ani Asisi. Shem tells Moshe already in the early parashas, go in the morning when he goes into the bathroom, Chape Mois. It's a Nebach. I feel bad for Paroi. But that day there was no bathroom that he could just walk into a bathroom, yeah? Our days, Mr. Tommy would have a system in his house, yeah? That days, if you go to the bathroom in the house, there's a pot, I mean, someone will see it. It doesn't. So Paroi in the morning went to the Oir. Means the whole day he hold himself. Yeah? Out of your mind. I'm a covet medume, yeah? He knows he's not a getchke. I'll let everyone to think that he doesn't go to the bathroom. Krank. I know we call it krank. He's the king power, he owns the whole Egypt. When the whole day is sitting, chalashi to go to the bathroom. Like a super, what a person could do for covet. For me, Alamo is a safer Musa. A person doesn't realize he could kill his life for a covet that's not even real. Because he knows. Most sometimes a guy, he's a choshev guy. Don't go up to his head. You have to have a doctor to take it out. Yeah? He thinks that he's a nice guy. Nebach. But he knows that he's not a getchke. He knows that he's going to the bathroom. Yeah? But let the oilum to think. Okay, nebach. Now, if he doesn't go to the bathroom, he doesn't go to sleep also. V'horaye says, Eliyahu told Nevi'a Baal, Titzaku bekoil, ula yoshenu, ula siach loy. Hashem doesn't sleep. In Leon Velaisha. So Pari also claimed that he doesn't sleep. He goes into his office. Pitom, in the middle of the night, everyone saw Pari is a human being. If it's in the pajamas, it doesn't mean if it's in the one it was. But he also sleeps like everyone. So this was the Mapole of Pari. So this is the song of the kids, Pari in pajamas. One mahalach. So maybe a different mahalach. You know, Moshe said that this night, everyone is going to die. Chazal say that the Pchoirim got so upset, they were fighting Paroi to get out. Some say that this is the remez in the Pasuk. Make Mitzrayim b'Pchoireyim. With the Pchoirim. Some people say, you know, Rabbi Yehuda Nesi ben Simonim, Adash Dach Barachav. So the Shal is Alamol, when you say dance for the Akinim Darab Oishrim Bori Arbe, Makas Bechoyres. Why Makas Bechoyres gets two words? Don't say Makas Da, Makas for the dance for the Akinim Darab Oishrim, Makas Bechoyres. So, but the Baddish answer is, Bechoyres is not a name of a Makas so much. The Makas of Bechoyres is a Makas. Dam is also not a Makas, only if you get it, yeah? But Dam sounds like a Makas. Bechoyres, no. But one of the Mephoshim says that Makas Bechoyres had two Zachim. Had the milchama that the Pchoyres had a huge fight. It says hundreds of people, thousands of people were killed. I think 50,000 people were killed for the fight in between the army and the Makas and the Pchoyres. And then the Makas Pchoyres. Either way, Paul himself is a Pchoyres. Every time till now, Moshe is right. I taught him at this vault. You know, some of you are young here yet, but 12 years ago, the Zachar was called back 2000. The world was sure that in 2000, the world will destroy. Because the computers don't know how to read it. It's, I remember it was Shilas, if you're allowed to stay away, it happened Lel Shabbos. 12 o'clock, Lel Shabbos was back 2000. And the world was sure that the computers will shut themselves and the bombs will start to blow out. And you know, a lot of Rabbanim will matter to. For Shabbos, again, it's not right to them. The mice in the end, China got earlier, nothing happened. So the end, so when Shabbos came here, everyone was ready. The Hatayim already became that it's not so Pekuach Nefesh. But I remember when it started, all of the heads of the world were awake. Army gathers, sitting together, what to do if something happens, if the whole system collapses. Paroi knew, 12 o'clock by night, boom, back Mitzrayim. Everything is going to be destroyed. You know, you don't want to let the people go. Have your head of your army, all of your people near you, a cabinet, to decide what to do if Makkas Pchorus kicks in. What to do? Bali Gornish put on pajamas, went under the blanket, and he fell asleep. Rosh Merusha, such a picoidus. So the Yachbin, the sleeper, was deep inside. He went to sleep that night. Stay with your clothes in your office. Wait to see what will happen. So when Pali ran out in pajamas, Pali in pajamas, this night, everyone in the whole Mitzrayim is awake to see what will happen. Pali b'stazza, Rosh Merusha hazza, Atma slave. So all the kids were yelling, Pali in pajamas in the middle of the night. So this is the shot in the nigan. I'm saying again, we're not masmer. I don't know if every kid knows the mechavenet about the mocking for the meaning of Klal Yisrael for the power of pajamas. We'll finish with one mezach. Moshe Sternbuch says that he was a bacher. This was in the newspapers in Eretz Yisrael, and they promised 10 lirot. Was that a lot of money if someone will say an answer? It says in the pasuk, V'chiyogur Yisroger, ועושה פסח להשם, הימוי לוי כל זוכר, ועוז יקרו יבלה עשוי סוי, ואוהר כאזרח האורץ. וחיוגר יסחגר, ועושה פסח להשם, הימוי לוי כל זוכר. פשטיינש. And what kids you talking about? The kids that the girl will have later? For sure he has to mal them. He's a normal yid. Milas bonov, ma'akevis, milechil ba'pesach. Kids that he has before, I don't have shaykhs to him. Gershon is Gaya, Kekot Mishanel Adomi. Son, who goes Perek Yud Beis Posuk Memches? Go around Shabbos, ask any place you are. Perek Yud Beis Posuk Memches. V'chiyogur Yischoger, V'osor Pesach La'Hashem, Mima Lekor Zocho. What is the tzadat not? The fact that a girl could do Pesach, I hear. It's a chidush. He was not a part of Mitzrayim. He has to, okay? I hear why the Posuk speaks out specially that Gerim are also Mitzuvah. What you need the schiddush for? What you need the schiddush for? And they promised 10 lirot for the person that will answer it. So I wonder what the right thing the answer is. It's kids that he had before. Kids that he has later is pshite. So normally it. The Gemara says, this pshat bears in the Pri Yitzchok says, it's kemad mefurush Rashi in Yevamos in the Samach. I don't remember, I didn't manage to check now in the page. That Be'etzem, the Gemara says in Ksuz Dav Yud Aleph, that Gershon is Gayer, Ovi Imoy, Mevimoy, Sela Beizdin, and Mevur Rishonim there, that the father could bring his kid to Megayer. Why? Because Be'etzem, a goy could sell his kid for a Evet. Akum could sell the kids for Avodim. So when he was a goy, he owns his kids, al tzavadim, he could sell them. When he's megayer, his bailus and his kids stays. This is the reason Shitas Rashi, that the whole sugi of Gerkotin is only Yevir Imoy. But the father could megayer his son, Medina and Mila Savodov. So when Mele, a girl that is nisgayer, his kids belong to him. So if they don't do a bris Mila, it's Mila Savodov, ma'akev is milechel bepesach. He has to mal his kids that are not geirim yet. And then they ask him to eat the Pesach. Because if he's not megayir them, if he's not mal them, so be mele, it's kiilu midas avodov, because he has bailes. In the Pri Yitzchok, kimash, state mefurish. Let's stop.